Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the Morning here on this Monday morning. Martin Luther King Day, January 20th at 8:47. Now, three big things. AFC title game, Kansas City 35, Tennessee 24. NFC title game, San Francisco 37, Green Bay 20. That means Chiefs will play the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Hostage standoff in Butler County. A man is dead. A woman escapes a burning home. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita today, low end, $2.19 a gallon. In fact, a lot of places have come down to $2.19. That's a pretty common price that you'll see out there. Spotted that, Kellogg and Broadway, 31st Street South and K-15. Again, $2.19 a gallon gasoline this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny and cool today with a high of 34 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 14. Tuesday, increasing clouds. Tomorrow's high up to 41 degrees. Now, partly cloudy sky. Southeast wind at only 3 miles per hour and 15 degrees. 8:48 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, and we're going to shut this one down today for obvious reasons. But we'll put a new one up here momentarily. But the question there on our webpage, knssradio.com, four teams left in the NFL playoffs. Who makes it to the Super Bowl? And here's what you all predicted. Tennessee and Green Bay for the Super Bowl. 1% thought that was a matchup. Tennessee Titans versus San Francisco 49ers. 12% went for that. Kansas City Chiefs versus Green Bay Packers. 43%. And then Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers, 43%. So that's pretty good, evenly split between the Chiefs and the Packers or the Chiefs and the 49ers. And as we said, it's going to be the Chiefs and the 49ers coming up on February 2nd in the Super Bowl. And the new question that Jazz is going to be putting up here pretty quick is who's going to win?
Yep.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
You know, and I wonder if obviously, you know, you got the 49ers or the Chiefs. That's your choice.
Yep.
And we're in the middle of, I would say, Chiefs country here. So I've got a feeling I know where it's going to go.
I think
so. On the other
too.
Hand, maybe somebody wants to say, well, maybe they'll go contrary and go the other way.
Well, you know, in this poll, you don't have to put your name on it. So
no.
You can.
If you can be a closet or you can be some sort of a secret San Francisco 49ers fan and go ahead and vote for them. We don't care.
Or if you're somebody who just happens to think that...
think that they're better.
Right.
All right. There's the poll question. Who's going to win the Super Bowl on our webpage, knssradio.com, the Steve and Ted poll question for today.
What do you got? Quick traffic note
okay,
here.
Go ahead.
Something that just popped up now. Taking a look at things in traffic real quick. Stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg, and it's right at West Street, so watch out. Could slow things down a bit. Doesn't appear to be too bad right now, but traffic volumes are a little bit light right now.
All right. Solid gains in technology and communications stocks pushed major U.S. indexes to more record highs on Wall Street Friday. Chip maker Qualcomm jumped 4.5%, and Google parent company Alphabet rose 2%. Banks also did well. The S&P rose 12 points, the Dow added 50, and the NASDAQ rose 31 points. Bond prices fell. Delta Airlines and its pilots want Washington to help them agree on a new contract for the pilots. The airline and the pilots' union agreed Friday to seek federal mediation to wrap up negotiations that started back in April. The union wants better pay, more benefits, and more hiring. Delta earned $4.8 billion in 2019, and it's been the most profitable U.S. airline over the last several years. The negotiations are being watched on Wall Street for indications of higher costs at Delta. Sounds like things have been going pretty well for Delta, but they've been in these negotiations for a long, long time. 8:51, Steve and Ted, and taking a look at some local business news now, courtesy Wichita Business Journal, the development group behind much of the construction at Wichita State's Innovation Campus, is seeking up to $33 million in industrial revenue bonds to build the new home for one of Wichita's most prominent technology companies. NetApp is relocated from its location at 3718 North Rock Road to a new complex near 17th and Oliver. The group is MWCB LLC, comprised of Dave Murfin, Nestor Wygand, Ivan Crossland, and Steve Barrett. So they want to get close to the... And by the way, that $33 million will be requested at the Wichita City Council meeting tomorrow. A new urgent care facility is opening on North Mays Road. It'll be the fourth location for immediate medical care. The clinic was founded in 2008 by Grover Hershberger, Vicki Hershberger, and Danelle Sommerfeld. The location near 37th and Mays Road is opening its doors today. Appointments are not needed, and most insurance is accepted. Bite Me Barbecue is for sale. The business at 130 North St. Francis is on the market. Owners Coleman and Becky Lockett say they're ready to retire to the Ozarks. All right. And that means they're also selling the building, which includes the second floor loft the couple lives in. The couple has operated the restaurant since 2012. Lon McCurdy and Ty Patton of McCurdy Auction are listing the property for $2 million. The business asking price is $1 million. 8:53 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'd just like to just a note about a very prominent Wichita man who's passed away at the age of 89, Dr. Jim Farhaw. Dr. Jim, born in Lebanon and then came to America, and he and his brother, George, prominent cardiac surgeons. Prominent doctors, they've done a lot in this community. I kind of got to know them a little bit through my wife. She was an employee of a company called Physician Corporation of America, which was started many years ago. And Jim and George Farhaw were involved in it, along with Stan Kardatsky. And Shelley was like their first employee at this company that these doctors got together and figured out a way to hold down the costs. And they had a great HMO plan. It worked very well for a while, but it somehow has gone away over the years. Anyway, Jim Farhaw, very active with the YMCA and other charities and civic activities. But you may notice that if you're on a 235 now down on South Meridian, that big basketball complex down there is a Farhaw complex. And that's a part of Jim and George Farhaw's dedication to this community. And Dr. Farhaw, we're going to miss you. They're a fine person, and there'll be a funeral at 10 o'clock Wednesday at the St. George Orthodox Cathedral here in Wichita, where he was an active member. So saluting these two brothers have done a lot for this community. Their families can be notably proud of what they've done and been good people. All right.
Quick Jet, update.
Go ahead, sir. What you got?
Quick update for the website. I do have that poll question
up now.
That's
the poll question up there, which says who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who will win the Super Bowl?
And it's a pretty easy choice. You got one or the other. It's going to be the going to be the Chiefs or the 49ers. Oh, what a big weekend.
So the new question is live.
Yeah. So what a great weekend for the Chiefs and Chiefs fans everywhere. And this next week or actually 2 weeks heading up to the Super Bowl, we'll be talking a lot about it. And there'll be a lot of stories coming out. Sidebars and whatnot. And
sure.
We'll keep you posted on everything going on. It's MLK Day. Some of you don't have work today, and some of you do. But whatever, enjoy your day, and we appreciate you spending some time with Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning, January 20th, 2020. And looking ahead, it's going to be a sunny day. Going to have a high around 34 degrees. Excuse me. And now it's partly cloudy and 15. Coming up at the top of the hour, the news at 9 o'clock this morning. Two police officers gunned down in Hawaii. Excuse me. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 98.7. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.